This is Eric Bibb, and you're listening to The Raven and the Blues.
The album is newish, came out towards the end of last year. Fontaine Brown, featured him on the Throat Show before, and especially when I was playing Ain't No Break Man, and I mused who did that originally, and it turned out he did, and John Mayall copied it. That's his album, which came out towards the end of last year, Tales from the Fence Line and Got to Git. Actually, I realised this week that he also wrote a track which Moon Martin covered, and it would be lovely if you could bring Moon Martin and then Robert Palmer and then Fontaine Brown in future weeks. This is The Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe, on Skybird Radio in the USA, and of course as a podcast. Loads of information this week, loads of good news, some sad news too, and some great music, both new and old. That's newish, and here's something which was sent to me last weekend. It's newish also too. She was in Cohen in Malaga, and she was headlining. She was the last act on, about, I think about 12, 15 or thereabouts, she came on stage. Her name is Char Baby, and here's a track that Terry sent me. It's great, great stuff indeed. It's called Pool Room Blues. Thank you.
your tin. Sitting outside on the coal bin, I was watching a plot. The night was still and hot. Down at Hoover's pool room, something always went boom. Like a moving picture show, I watched them come and go. Some going in and others coming out. Some standing on the side and others going all about. Down at Hoover's pool, something always went boom. Let me play you some music now. Ho! Somebody holler, "Hey man, you owe me a dollar. You better give me my money before I jerk you in the car." Down at Hoover's pool room, something always went boom. And I heard him say, "Ain't no way I owe you a dime. If you don't leave me alone, I'll be doing some time." Down at Hoover's pool room, something always went boom. Let me tell y'all this here. Well, the next thing I know, the man was laying on the ground. Oh, the blood was flowing all around. And then the other took off, and he didn't look back. Police came and couldn't find his track down at Hoover's pool. Where something always went boom. Down at Hoover's pool, something always went boom. Down at Hoover's pool, something always went boom. Look here, man. You better give me my money. What you mean you don't owe me a dime? Okay, all right. You gonna keep on, and you gonna make me where I have to do some time.
Have to do some time. Making her debut on The Raven and the Blues. Her name is Shah Baby. That's S-H-A-R, Baby. And she was in Coban in Malaga for the Acoustic Blues Festival. And she sounds great. Yes, Terry, I would love the complete CD, please. And you can find links to her on The Raven and the Blues page. And evidently, at the end, all the bands who'd been there through the course of the day okay, kind of came on stage and made it one great big acoustic bluesy jam. I just wish I'd been there. C'est la vie, as they say, or is it que sera, sera? Because here's somebody I featured for the first time a couple of years ago. His name is Martin O'Sullivan. He lives in Germany. I think that's where he's been based for quite some years. And his new CD, not CD, well, it is a CD. It's an EP CD, five tracks altogether. It's called Que Sera Sera. And on it, he has one track by himself, one by Mark Knopfler, one by Jimi Hendrix, one by J.J. Cale, and this one from Tom Waits, Old Shoes and Postcards.
I'm singing this song, it's time it was sung. I've been putting it off for a while, but it's harder by now. The truth is so clear that I cry when I'm seeing you smile. So goodbye, so long, the road calls me dear. Your tears do not find me anymore. And farewell to the girl, the sun in her eyes. Kiss you and then I'll be gone. Every time that I tried to tell you that we'd lost the magic we had at the start, I would weep my heart when I looked in your eyes, searched once again for the spark. So goodbye, so long, the road calls me dear, and your tears cannot bind me anymore. And farewell to the girl, the sun in her eyes. Kiss you, then I'll be gone. I can see by your eyes, it's time I would go. So I'll leave you to cry in the rain. Though I held in my hand the key to all joy, honey, my heart was not born to be tamed. So goodbye, so long, the road calls me dear, and your tears do not bind me anymore. And farewell to the girl, the sun in her eyes. I'll kiss you, then I'll be gone. So goodbye, so long, the road calls me dear, and your tears cannot bind me anymore. And farewell to the girl, the sun in her eyes. Kiss you, then I'll be gone.
Very nice indeed. Tom Waits' original Old Shoes and Postcards, and that is Martin O'Sullivan off the EP Que Sera Sera. One of the emails that came in this week came from Blues Matters, which is one of the leading magazines in the UK, which deals with all kinds of blues music. And they've got a special offer going on at present. It's all to do with the fact that, I suppose in many respects, the death of what we call the print media, the real hard copy print, you know, the magazine as such, the real paper. And more newspapers and magazines are going online, and solely going online. Now, Blues Matters is now giving you the chance to have a free look at what the magazine's all about. You can have a trial offer. And I think they're also offering, I can't guarantee it, some free subscriptions as well, if I mention this on the programme. So anyway, basically, I'll put the link on the Raven and the Blues page. All you've got to do is go to it, click on the link, and it'll take you to Blues Matters, and then you can have a trial edition downloaded to you. You can read it as a PDF file, which is great for travelling, and put on your iPod, that kind of thing. And also, I think you can subscribe to Blues Matters, and I believe there are some free subscriptions coming up, but I'll get more information about that in the next 7 days. So I'll give you more information next week. But Blues Matters, if you haven't read it, you can have a trial online version and you can download it now free of charge. In February last year, I went to Paris to see the band Blues Caravan Guitared and Feathered, which was Candy Cane headlining, Danny Wilde in support, and Deborah Coleman also in support. Danny Wilde is now the daughter-in-law of Candy Cane, because on the tour she met Candy's son and they've since married, which is a lovely story. And here's Candy Cane coming on stage with You Need a Great Big Woman.
You guys ready for some more blues? All right, please give it up for 2007 Handy nominee, Miss Candy Cane.
Yeah, how y'all doing? Y'all doing good? feel good, but I don't want any of you skinny people feeling bad, okay? I don't want you skinny people being jealous just because I got a little bit more than some of you. Y'all just eat up, have some schnitzel, some spargel and apple cooking, and gain a few pounds. It's okay. Seriously, people, you know it don't matter whether you got a little or a lot. It just matters that you love what you got and shake what you got, sister. And if you love what you got and you shake what you got, everybody else wants to shake it too. I know it's true. Now you need a great big woman. You need a smooth running woman. You need a big legged, hip shaking, ever hitting, wiggle running woman. Great big woman, show you how to love. Now you need a great big woman to show you how to love.
In Germany, whereabouts in Germany? The Harmony in Bonn in Germany. A couple of days before I saw her in Paris, I saw her at the end of January, and she was there on the 27th of January. And it was only about a week or so afterwards she was diagnosed with cancer, and then she went back to States. And then a long, long fight through the whole of 2008, it would be, I guess. Yes, that's right. And thankfully she's well again. Loads of weight, though. So the candy cane she's talking about there, the big girl, is not such a big girl anymore, but she's still in good voice and still sounding good too, and I'm so pleased she's well. Okay, where we're up to. Let's move now to Jeff Tielicker, who emailed me and gave me a link to an artist that I hadn't just heard of before or even knew existed. He's based in the UK. From what I went to a website and I found he was actually from Stirling in Scotland, but try as I might, I can't find that page again. It just says he's English. His name is Johnny Hoodoo, and it's a lovely, lovely album. And you can get it for free as well. Amazingly, you can download the whole album free of charge. I'll put the link on the website, so raven.dj/R&B, and look for the Johnny Hoodoo link, and then you can have the whole album downloaded. Great stuff indeed. And thank you, Jeff, for sending me the link, because I've discovered somebody I'd never heard of before. I'm not quite sure. If he is in Scotland, he's too far away. If he's down south in London, it'd be great to have him here in the studios. We've got Hans Tasting coming. We've also got a couple of more guests lined up in the weeks to come as well. But here he is, making his debut on the show from the album Johnny Hoodoo Country Blues. And it just sounds like he's American and sitting on a porch somewhere in the deep south. And this is a track which is called Police Dog Blues.
Thank you.
Great, great stuff indeed. Johnny Hoodoo is his name, and that is a track taken from his new album, which has just been released. If you say released, it kind of means it's up for sale. It's not. You can get it for free. Presumably, you can buy it from somewhere, but basically, he's put it up available completely legal. It's not. This is not Pirate Bay or anything like that. This is a completely legal download, and you'll find the links on the Raven and the Blues page. 10 great tracks. Johnny Hoodoo, the album Country Blues, and that is Police Dog Blues. And Jeff Tielicke, thank you so much for sending me the link. If you've got ideas of artists you'd like me to play, dave@raven.dj is the address, and I'd love to play it. Okay, where to now? I had an email this week, and I'll dig it out in a second, from somebody who said, I haven't heard you play Van Morrison for ages. You're quite right, I haven't. Let's remedy that straight away.
Hear my congregation, had my flock. Well, I was a shepherd of men, chased the wild goose, chased the pot of gold, chased the rainbows, and I can't afford to live a less message to you. Can't look for born. You don't believe anything that's true. Had my rise, had my downfall. Now I'm gonna rise up again. Had my degree, initiations, not speaking to the profane. How can a poor get this message to you? Security play of the shadows that move. Tell me what evil lurks in the hearts of men. Only the shadow. Don't believe a thing. Nothing that's true for you. I can't prove it. You'll get next to you.
Maybe temperamental, but I still love him though. Van Morrison, the album which came out early part of last year, called Keeping It Simple, or Keep It Simple to be honest, and that is called How Can a Poor Boy? The Raven and the Blues. It's one of about half a dozen to 10 podcasts around the world, blues podcasts that is, and I've got to know many of the people, not in person, but just by hearing their programmes. Each of us are very different. We present our programmes in a very different way. We're scattered all over the world, from Loughborough in the north from me, right up as far as James Carlisle in the Shetland Islands, the very, very north of the UK, almost as far as the Arctic Circle, down to Salty Dog in Australia, and then, of course, across to the States with Tony in Iowa, and with Austin Riffs, Mark and Miss V in Austin, Texas, and also Bandana in Philadelphia. And we've spoken, I think, a couple of times, Ted and I, and the show went missing. At the beginning of the month, there was no Bandana Blues. And I should have done something at the time. When I had the stroke and people and my show didn't appear for a couple of weeks, loads of emails came in saying, is everything okay? And I, at that stage, when I saw there was no Bandana Blues, I should have emailed Beardo and said, yeah, is everything okay? But in a kind of strange way, I had such a backlog of programmes I hadn't listened to, I didn't. And I really regret not doing that now, because I then found out, and thank you, Rob, in Spain, for alerting me as well. I then found out last weekend the reason why. There'd been no Bandana Blues for 3 weeks, and that's Beardo's wife had passed away on the 1st of April. Bandana Blues number 286. I was driving to Nottingham this week, and I had tears in my eyes. It really is worth listening to. Great, great stuff. A great tribute to your wife, Susan. And if I may, Beardo, Ted, play this one for Susan and for you. It's Eric Bibb's original, performed by Ruthie Foster off her new album, The Truth According to Ruthie Foster. It's called Thanks for the Joy.
If I'd known what I know today, 10 years ago, I wonder where I'd be on my journey now. Well, I'm here this evening, and I know what I'm
In memory of Susan Dames, and for a friend, a mate I've never met, whom I know is grieving still, Beardo, Ted, that's for you. That's Ruthie Foster off the new album, The Truth According to Ruthie Foster, and Eric Bibbs, Thanks for the Joy. And if you want to hear Beardo and Spinner and Bandana Blues, especially show number 286, the one that came out last weekend, just go to the Raven and the Blues page. That's www.raven.dj/R&B. Look way down the middle and look for the other blues programs, and you'll see Bandana Blues. Click on the link and then you'll get to the Beardo's and Spinner's program. Okay, good. New release now on Ace Records, compilation of Little Willie John, a great, great soul voice way back in the 50s, long before soul music was kind of known as soul music. He was with King Records, and here are some recordings from 61 to 63 on King Records. And this is a great number, which is called Until Again, My Love.
Your kiss is wild on my lips. Your kiss is mild on my lips. I'd leave it for the while we have to part. Until again. Touch remains when you go. I'm bound and changed when you go. Embrace me through the long and lonely night. Until again, my love. We'll touch again, my love. Hold me ever so tight. We'll melting as one. Together we'll be. Goodbye is to cry. To say goodbye is to die. Stay with me every moment you are gone. Until again, my love. We'll love again, my love. Please love me on and on. Please love me on and on.
Something in the way I called your name. Can't you tell? After all this time, I feel the same. It's so strange, but it's true. Can't believe I'm still in love with you. Been so long, can't believe the time that's come and gone. Been so long, I've carried this confession on my own. It's so strange, but it's true. Can't believe I'm still in love with you. Mm-hmm. I shed a tear, and I can't help but stop to wonder why. Did you hear something in the way I said goodbye? It's so strange, but it's true. Can't believe I'm still in love with you. I shed a tear, and I can't help but stop to wonder why. Did you hear something in the way I said goodbye? It's so strange, but it's true. Oh, I can't believe I'm still in love with you. Oh, I can't believe I'm still in love with you. Oh, I can't believe I'm still in love with you.
Two tracks sounding remarkably similar, separated by 45 years. Originally, the first one, Little Willie John from the new Ace compilation, Heaven All Around Me, the King Sessions 61 and 63, and a track called Until Again, My Love. And then secondly, from the album which came out last year, The Hard Way, the lovely and the great James Hunter out of the UK, and something called Strange But True. The Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe, on Skybird Radio, and as an MP3, and now for the first time, on iTunes. It's taken 4 years. And the reason why it's taken 4 years, loads of other blue shows are on iTunes, is that I was an early adopter. We had the show going way back in the beginning of podcasting and when iTunes first had podcasts. And I submitted the program to iTunes to be on their list. And back in those days in the UK, they were pretty strict. If it had music in it, you couldn't use it, basically. So I was kicked out. What I didn't know when I was kicked out was that I could only offer that particular address, that link, if you like, once. Once it was offered and refused, it was blacklisted. I tried again with Libsyn, and that was kicked out. Eventually, after 3 or 4 years, I thought, I'll try once more. And this week, I tried again with another address, another one I had. And it's been accepted. So you can now go on iTunes and just look for Raven and Blues and then subscribe to the programme. I mean, lots of other people do it the ordinary way on the website. But anyway, I'm now on iTunes, which may mean I've got some people listening for the programme for the first time across the world. If you are a newcomer, having family on iTunes, welcome to the show. This is how it sounds most weeks. I sit and play some music, talk quite a bit and reminisce and various things like that and have fun. And hopefully you have fun too. Where do we go now? So let's move to somebody who may be coming to the studio in the near future to do a session with us. His name is Roger Cotton. His new album is called A Long Way Back, and here he is with a track which was written by another recent guest who was here about a year and a bit ago, Papa George. It's called A Nice Girl Like You.
You're pleased with yourself. You think you're gonna be a star. You're easy to look at, it's the stock in the trade, but young angels will trash all the dreams that you made. What's a woman like you doing in a place like this? Just like anybody, you got seven ways to hell. Paint on that smile, spray on that smell. I can point out the way, show you the door, but the end of your rainbow is dragging on the floor. Same again at the end of the night when they ring on that bell, they turn on the lights, don't suit you so well. People know what you do, it's the name of the game, but there's no what's a nice girl like you doing in a place like this? I want you to tell me, what's a nice girl like you doing in a place like this? Let me take you home, what's a nice girl like you doing in a place like this?
The album is called A Long Way Back. His name is Roger Cotton. He's been in the business a little while, and part of the South London Blues Mafia, I was going to say, but that's not strictly true. Featuring Alan Glenn on harp there, and Alan's going to be coming to studio soon in a couple of weeks' time, and looking forward to that too. And that's taken from his brand new album, A Long Way Back. Great stuff indeed. Something which was sent to me this week, and also staying in London, a band who are London-based. I think they may even be Londoners themselves. They're called Vulnerable Things. Their album is called Vulnerable Things, came out a couple of years ago, and here they are making their debut on the show with a track which is called Jack High.
Sit back for another heart attack, losing my religion, fingers buried in my back. Too pale, but I'm real short stacked, and the man don't know my we'll
Good link, eh? CD, I think, is coming in the post. The band are called The Vulnerable Things. The title of the album is Vulnerable Things, therefore their eponymous album. That always sounds posh, doesn't it? From a couple of years ago, and that's a track called Jack High. And when I first heard that, I thought, you know, that reminds me of Bullfrog Brown. So from London to Estonia, and also Kent with Steve Lurie. They did fit rather well together. First of all, from London, Vulnerable Things, and their album from a couple of years ago. And then secondly, the brand new album from Bullfrog Brown, based in Estonia, together with, on that particular album, Steve Lurie, who's here in Kent. And when Bullfrog Brown came to the studio here about a year and a half ago, Steve came with them. And you can find that link on the Raven and the Blues page here, the session they did here. And that's their new album, which again, you'll find links to on the Raven and the Blues page. That's almost it for the show. A couple of people to mention. Thank you, Michael. You mentioned that I'd misplaced you. I'd put you in Houston, Texas. Notice how I got the pronunciation right there. Actually, you live in Austin. Only 100 and how many miles? 135 miles between the two of them. I reckon you could probably do that in, what, a couple of hours, I would think. I went from here to Nottingham, London to Nottingham this week, which is 130 miles. It took 3.5 hours each way. The joys of driving in the UK. If you want to drop me an email, wherever you are in the world and however you're listening, whether it's on FM or as an MP3 file, it's dave@raven.dj. dave@raven.dj. And the website is raven.dj. And that's almost it for the show, really. Let's close with a band which I first discovered last year, but this is the album which came out 3 years ago now, called Guaranteed Absolutely Pure. It's the Jake Leg Stompers, and it's called Hand Me Down My Walking Cane. I'm going to stagger off into the distance. Have a great week. I'll talk to you in 7 days' time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.